WMFO Medford. Well, just about time for Chris Earle to take over. And see you next week. Don't be late. That was Brian Hudson, New York City. All right, we'll turn it over to time travel.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
Elevator going up. In the gleaming corridor of the 51st floor. The money can be made if you really want some more. Executive decision, a clinical precision. Jumping from the windows filled with indecision. I get good advice from the advertising world. Treat me nice,
party girl.
Go catch live, where there isn't any. So freeze, man, freeze. It's the pause that refreshes in the corridors of power. When tough men need a top up long before the happy hour. Your snakeskin suit and your alligator boot. You don't need a long that you can take it to the vet. I get my advice from the advertising world. Treat me nice as the body girl. Go get live where there isn't any. So freeze, yeah, freeze. Coca-Cola advertising and cocaine. Strolling down the Broadway in the rain. Neon lights are sazing. I read it in the paper, they're crazy. Yeah, suit your life. Maybe so, in the White House. I know, all over Berlin. They do it for years, and in Manhattan. Coming through the door is a snub-nosed 44. The barrel can't snort, it can spatter on the floor. Your eyeballs feel like pinballs, and your tongue feels like a fish. You're leaping from the window saying, don't give me nothing. Cookhead light. Advertising world, oh, treat me nice as a party girl. Cook as live, where there isn't any. So freeze, man, freeze. Hit the deck.
Behave yourself! other night. I picked out a horse, oh my, what a sight. The name of the horse was a Ding Dong. While I was riding, I was singing a song. I said, giddy up, giddy up, ding dong. Through the horse was tired and I was too. I had a date with my gal at 8. Come on, ding dong, we can't be late. I said, giddy up, giddy up, ding dong, giddy up, giddy up, ding dong, giddy up, giddy up, ding dong, giddy up, giddy up, giddy Come on, horse, let's roll along.
Always lonely, always looking to get even with the men who did him wrong. That was Billy, lonesome Billy, who was quick to think a gun could make him strong. No one tougher or more daring, only he and his gun sharing. The great fight to live and his great love to fight. Played with danger, to whom trouble was no stranger, until one day he lay dying. He'd filled his date with destiny. Never friendly, never trusting, always kept one ready hand near his gun. That was Billy, lonesome Billy, the rough man who would rather kill than run. The rough man who would rather kill than run.
Check this out. This is Chuck D, Public Enemy.
And this is Flavor Flav, boy.
Yeah, and if you want to fight the power, you have to be the power. Strength of the mind and body are the weapons that you need to win. Stay in school and stay away from drugs.
That's right. If you don't want to be a goner, stay away from the drugs on the corner.
Public Enemy salutes the youth of today. You are the
power of tomorrow, boy.
Soul to soul, soul. I never tried to pretend I have an accent that I never had. So watch you stay a while. Come here to freestyle, the quicker the sticks. With the guitar licks, come beat the beat for your feet. Check out the drum kick. I'm here to live for the love of my people. Kicking it all about rebuilding. So all the children avoid the self-destruction. So long, I'm gonna do y'all a favor. Cause I got the flavor. Yeah, yeah, get low. Now how you can't deny. Home. Boys and girls, you testify to P-E-F-U-N-N. The K will stay and make your body sway. Cause we got that funky beat on the street, on your feet. Can you feel the heat in your mind all the time? You don't have to find the effect of a rhythm in a funky rhyme. On your body, on your gear, so have no fear in your head everywhere. If you could dare take this, never miss that funky list of super rocking cuts that you can't resist. On the move, make your groove prove that which
shoes, out cuts, nigga strut and shake your butt, bend your back, get the knack of a funk attack. Yes, yes, y'all, I take that, y'all, and you don't, you won't stop. Public Enemy, P.E. Funk, Soul to Soul, 1990, ready to roll and all that. And we say peace, Ice-T, Ghetto Boys. Ghetto Boys. Ghetto Boys.
WMFO Medford, Massachusetts, high atop Curtis Hall. My name's Chris Earle. Show is Time Travel with Chris Earle, here with you until 7 p.m. And today my buddy Will's on the show.
Hey, Chris, how are you doing?
Good. Good to have you in here, finally. We've been talking about it for a while.
Yes, we have.
And we're doing the under 2 minute marathon today. Songs 2 minutes or under.
Nothing but wind sprints for a couple gazelles like ourselves.
I know. We're gonna lose some cows here. It's gonna be like an aerobic. We're gonna be doing the calisthenics, the aerobic. What is it? What is it when you do the
cardiovascular?
The cardio. There you go. The cardio today. So we're gonna do 2 minutes of commentary in between every few songs, and Luke Sullivan will be in here as well. So in the background, I got some Susie Q by the Stones. We had some Public Enemy in there. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, Will? Tell us a little bit about how you came to pass and your history back here in Medford, Massachusetts. A local boy.
I'm fairly local. I kind of grew up in Reading, but now here I am in Medford. I moved here about 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm. How you liking Medford?
It's a great town.
Yeah.
City. Sorry.
It's a city. What is the difference between a town and a city? It's a few thousand people, right? It's about like 20,000 or 100,000.
Yeah, something like that. And how it's set up, because then you have mayors and things like that. I'm not the social studies teacher I once was.
I'm going to look up what's the difference between the town and a city, and we'll get that on here on Time Travel. We like to educate as well as entertain here in WMFO in Medford. And how about those few songs in there? We had some Prince, 30 Seconds of Prince. We had The Clash. We had Monty Python. And we got a whole bunch of others set up. What would you like to hear, Will? We're coming up to 2 minutes here. We might jump right back on.
Yeah, let's find something that we can throw right in there.
I got some.
Fossil's good.
What is it?
You Fossil?
Fossil. I'll put some Fossil on. I got to find that for you. It'll probably take me about a minute to find some Fossil. But right now, in the background, I'm going to put on Bjork here on Time Travel. We have 6 seconds left. So 2 minutes of commentary, 2 minute songs, Time Travel here with you until 7 p.m. Tell you, what a talent that Bjork. Crazy, but what a talent.
Like an angel.
Yeah. So that's Frosty. from Vespertine from Bjork. Tell me your favorite Bjork story. Do you have one?
Wow, so many. I couldn't come up just with just one to tell you.
Yeah. Well, we always go toward the swan, right? People always think of her in the swan.
Was probably
right.
Her grandest moment.
Yeah, and she was in that crazy movie where she was like deaf, dumb, and blind or something. She was just a mess. That's how she got to the Oscars in the first place.
Yeah.
But then she never really did a movie after that, no, as far as I know.
Really,
Maybe
it's hard to come over from Iceland to be a big American pop star. I mean,
she's so cute though. She's like a little elf or something.
Yeah.
She's weird. She's like this little like fairy that just like showed up, like came out of the caves and just started singing to you. And we're like, we got to cut an album. And she was in the Sugar Cubes. I actually saw her at UMass in Amherst a long time ago. And she was young. I mean, she had to be in her early 20s. I was like 17, 18 years old. I was smitten. Chris Earl was smitten. And I'm like, I like this little Iceland girl. I still want to go to Iceland.
We should go to Iceland.
I think we should. We've already hit Ireland.
We left our mark in Ireland.
Yeah, we need another island to go to.
We can rally the troops and go to Iceland. I hear it's great. I'm always told that it's great there.
I heard it's fantastic too. I hear you could go into the hot springs. You could just like drive this little. You can drive like one of those little cars, like those U2 cars, and just go to the side of the road and like jump out like naked and run in the water. Nobody cares. Everybody does it. They're all drunk.
I'm in. You know me.
Yeah.
I'm always up for a good time.
I heard more places to drink per capita than any other place in the world. There's more places to booze, and they all get out at like 3-4 o'clock and just drink all night.
And the sun's up, depending on when you go, it's either dark all the time or sunny all the time. So
that was Patsy Cline in the background there. I kind of like it. I think it's almost like another planet. I got to go. The thing is I'm afraid to go because I don't think I'll come back. I think I'll stay.
You just stay there?
I'll just stay there. I'll be like, where's Chris? He's eating fish and getting drunk, banging Bjork.
Maybe Bjork has 19 Bjorkable kids.
Maybe Bjork has 19 Bjorkable kids, yeah. Yeah. Oh, down to 0 seconds. That's 2 minutes of commentary. Here's the Police with Ms. Gridenko. Be back in a moment.
Keep on. that's all I got, except I just got you for my time and the hits for the moon. On top of ending my cool thing.
Beastie Boys. I like that. That's crazy ass shit. Yeah. It's good. I like the Beastie Boys. What a shame that he passed away.
Yeah, another great talent taken away.
Yeah. In the background is Loco Man from A Mighty Wind. Christopher Guest movie. You ever see that?
This was a great movie.
Fantastic. The Folksman with Loco Man. Yeah, Beastie Boys, and at the end there, they bring out the bass, Brass Monkey again. There's a kid in the background talking about Brass Monkey.
Yeah, he was playing that just barely hear him in the back.
Yeah. Christopher Guest, great movie. Mighty Wind.
All these movies, I think, they were
yeah.
great.
Spinal Tap. I got another Spinal one from Tap. Spinal Tap coming up.
Best in Show was
Best
a great
in Show,
movie.
The dog one, yeah. Did you see For Your Consideration when they do the town play?
Yes.
Yeah. Christopher Guest is great. He's working on something now, I think. I'm pretty sure he did a TV show on Netflix for a while, too. I think they did like a little half an hour series there. What do you think of this weather, Will? What's going on?
It's great for February. I'm sure it's going to end with it's going to snow tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, just like you hear, you know. If you don't like the weather in New England, just wait a day.
Yeah, just enough for us to fall on our ass.
Right.
You know?
Dig out the pair of shorts that fit.
Yep.
We can get into our winter bodies.
I saw some people going by today, like when I was leaving for the station, and you know, they're power walking. And then the guy's got the shorts on, big smile, he's got his sunglasses, and he's smiling at me. Yeah. I've never seen the guy before, you know. I've probably been in the neighborhood I've been in the neighborhood for 14 years, and now he's smiling at me. I'm like, screw you, get out of my way. I'm going to the radio show. You know, I don't care that you're happy. Yeah, it's like, I don't care that you're happy. I got stuff to do. I'm not power walking with you. I got some things to do. But I don't know. Snow cones will be back, which is nice. I always like snow cones once a year. Loco Man. Good stuff. Oh, I got the Everly Brothers in the background here. So we're doing 2-minute songs with 2-minute commentary. So Will and myself are trying to keep the 2 minutes in between these songs, doing a few, and then we got about 50 seconds for this. So tell me an Everly Brothers song, 1957. What would you be doing in 1957, Will?
Well, I'd be hoping I wouldn't be watching my parents date.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that. It's like the Back to the Future thing.
Right. I think my dad was a senior in high school this time in 1957.
There's nothing creepier than Marty McFly when Lorraine puts her hand on his leg, you know, and then just like tries and grabs in the car.
It's like, dude, these
tries
are
to give
folks.
Him a little reach, you know. Oh. Like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah. There's a lot of that movie that shouldn't be discussed.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
It is.
It's a great movie. But, yeah, basically the premise for that was, well, it's going to be a movie about what if you dated your parent. That's pretty much what it was. And it got greenlit.
Yeah, and it's Hollywood. You never know what they'll do.
We'll throw in some science in a flashy car.
Right.
Then it'll get made. But it's really about women and sons sleeping together.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Down to 0 seconds. We'll be back in a moment. Here's the Everly Brothers.
The movie wasn't so hot. It didn't have much of a plot. We fell asleep. Our goose is cooked. Our reputation is shot. Wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie. Well, what are we gonna tell your mama? Well, what are we gonna tell your pop? Well, what are we gonna tell our friends when they say, ooh la la, wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie.
keep a puttin' and a puttin' out. I keep a sweatin' like a hog it out. I work so long that I'm a losing track. Waiting, waiting on a big payback. Well, it's a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, goddamn. We got sandwiches like on the train rumbling down this track. They got your neck in the noose, you're dragging long and back. Chasing and chasing the big payback. Oh, what my foreman does, well, I don't know. He just throws me a shovel and yells, go, Bobby, go. Oh, well, all day long he just a diddy whack, whack, while I sweat and sweat for the big payback. Hey, it's a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, goddamn. We got 7-6 on the train, up and down the track. They got your neck in the noose, your hands are tied up and back, and you're up working and working for the big payback. Quit that job, I'm Mr. Ryan going back. Got me a knife and she's a long black. I'll tell you how I make my pieces like Mac. Down in the alley of the big payback. I go a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, goddamn. Come on, man, or you're going to train, rumbling down this track. Got your neck in the noose and I don't give a damn, Jack. I'm on the gone lost highway of the big payback. I'm on the gone lost highway of the big payback.
Holy smoke, land sakes alive, I never thought this could happen to me. Yeah, I got stung by the sweet honey bee. Oh, what a feeling to hum over me. It started in my eyes, crept up to my head, flew to my heart. Well, I was stung, did I run? I got stung. Yeah, she had all that I wanted and more. And I've seen honeybees before. She started buzzing in my ear, my eyes and in my brain. Got stung all over, but I feel no pain. I'm not, I got stung. And I don't think I'm complaining. I'm mighty pleased we met. Could you give me one little peck on the back of my neck? And I break out in a cold, cold sweat. Well, if I lick the poop 102, I won't let nobody sting me but you. I'll be buzzing at your hive every day. If I ever, I'm never gonna leave once I arrive. Cause I'm not, I got stung. Yeah, yeah. And I don't think I'm complaining. I'm mighty pleased we met. Cause you give me one little peck on the back of my neck. And I break out in a cold, cold sweat. Well, if I live it through 102, I won't let nobody sting me but you. I'll be buzzing around your hive every day. If I ever, I'm never gonna leave once I arrive. Cause I'm not, I got stung. Yeah.
How good is that? It's Elvis.
It's the king.
It's the king. You can't beat the king. You can't beat the king. I got something special for you. Ready for this? It's the Beatles. Oh. 20 seconds verse. Her Majesty.
Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she changes from day to day. I want to tell her that I love her a lot, but I gotta get a belly full of wine.
It's a great line.
Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, someday I'm gonna make a mine.
He's just like, I tell you I love you, but I gotta get a belly full of wine.
It's a great song.
Yeah, there's a Clash in the background, career opportunities.
They offered me, they offered some of me the show.
Think you would have been a punk, Will?
Absolutely not.
No?
No.
You don't think so,
I
huh?
remember the punk days.
Yeah.
I'm old enough.
Yeah, we were old enough. Yeah. We were still little. I think I'm kind of a punk now. I'm more of a punk now than I would have been then.
I have more respect for punk music now than I did when I was...
Yeah.
You know, than the early 80s.
The Clash kind of led the charge. Then the Sex Pistols.
Yeah.
I mean, the Clash were like an intelligent Sex Pistols.
Yeah. And you could always... Anyone could listen to the Clash.
Yeah. It's interesting because the Clash is breaking these generation boundaries. So people still like the Clash now, like a bunch of kids like the
right,
Clash.
Yeah.
But what's weird is like other bands are getting like lost, like the Who's getting lost. Deep Purple got lost. Like nobody knows who Deep Purple
everyone
is.
Everyone should know.
Even
Deep
Zeppelin,
Purple.
You know?
Yeah.
Even like kids aren't really listening to Zeppelin. I'm like, Zeppelin's some of the best rock and roll of all time.
Yeah, and they're getting this trashy new music today. I just don't. I just don't listen to modern music.
I don't know, man.
I don't think I've listened to anything since 2000.
There's something to be said for going early, I think. It's like rock and roll is pretty much over, right? And the future of music
I feel
is,
it is.
Yeah, and the future of music is a big question mark. It's like, what the hell is this? It's just a mess of stuff.
I mean, it's the modern way. You don't have to do anything anymore.
Yeah.
You don't need to do albums anymore. You
no.
just cut it.
Let's just put like Trump and Obama like singing
exactly,
like,
and you're gonna,
the Cars.
Yeah,
you know? That's it. That's all you need to do.
Sample the Cars music.
Mm-hmm.
Play some Trump and Obama quotes. You know,
yeah.
spitting rhymes at each other.
Yeah, and just what I needed.
Done,
there you go.
Done.
Just what I needed.
Then you're a billionaire.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's a Clash. 2 minutes of songs. 2 minutes of commentary. Cat Stevens in the background here. We got about 10 seconds. Let's end it early. We'll come back in a minute. Here's some Cat Stevens.
Bring tea for the chiller man, steak for the sun, wine for the woman who made the rain come. Seagulls sing your hearts away as wild sinners sin, the children play. Oh Lord, how they play and play for that happy day, for that happy day.
That, huh?
No.
One of the best 30-second songs of all times. The Violent Femmes. Now, this guy, Al Hurd, I'm like, oh my God, he looks just like Will. He's a trumpet player.
He did Tequila.
Did he do Tequila, too? That was the Champs or something like that, right?
I think it was.
He might have been on that. Let me look
he's,
that up.
He's got... This is a great song, but he's got some other ones. He's got a...
I don't know if he was in the Champs, but he did have another couple of
really
songs.
Song.
And I'm like, wow, he looks just like Will.
Yeah, it's not far.
Yeah.
It's not far. He's probably in better shape.
He's in.
But I'm
he's dapper.
Face for it.
How's this though? A jazz musician, you know, a guy plays the trumpet, and then he goes on Ed Sullivan, and it makes tons of money. Memories of You, and he also did the Green Hornet theme.
That's where it was.
Yeah.
The Green Hornet.
Bang. How can you? I mean, one of the best. You know, that's another show altogether when you get into the TV and movie ones, because there's a ton of those that are under 2 minutes. I was looking through some stuff and I found that Ed Sullivan one with him, and I'm like, this is a great song. I'll put this on. And I'm like, Jay-Z, he even looks like Will.
He does.
He looks like he led a pretty good life. 76 years old, he died. Al Hurt. They called him Mr. Trumpet or something like that. Or at least Ed Sullivan did. How'd you like to be known as Mr. Trumpet?
I wouldn't mind if Ed Sullivan knew my name.
Now, how did that guy get popular, huh? I mean, he looked like an undertaker. I don't get it.
He had a really big shoe.
He did. He had a really big shoe. And he was another guy, you know, Midwestern. It's like, I think that was the thing. That people were just like, he looks like my neighbor. He looks like my drunken neighbor in
the
50s.
Yeah, he was just an average guy. I mean, it wasn't, you know, didn't all pretty boyed up.
Mm-hmm.
He was no Mario Lopez.
Yeah, I know. I got Liberace in the background. Liberace. This is him doing the twist. It's his own version of the twist. Let's listen in. Liberace's twist.
So many comments.
Oh, yeah, this is marvelous. Oh, and listen, I got something to tell you. My concert had ended in Carnegie Hall, and all of a sudden, I heard someone call. From up in the balcony, way up high, a teenage voice let out this cry. Hey, Libby, let's do the twist. Come on, Libby, let's do the twist. If you want to see Carnegie Hall rock, forget your Brahms, Beethoven, and Bach. Do the twist. Libby, do the twist.
How's that, huh?
Mr. Showman.
Mr. Showman. Ah, that's great. That's the gayest part of our program today. Libby's twist. It's good, though. It is good. Oh. I mean, that guy, boy, he lived life. I'll tell you.
That Michael Douglas movie that he did with Matt Damon was fantastic.
Fabulous is
I
a better word.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Fabulous.
You got to choose your adjective right when you're talking about Liberace. Because we can go one up from fantastic, which is fabulous. And, remember that, the Rolling Stone, and they had the chauffeur there, which is what Matt Damon played. And it was that, you know, million-dollar shot. I think it was an Annie Leibovitz shot. And it was just Liberace with his chauffeur. And you can tell, you know, gay as a French horn, but rich and having fun.
Oh, yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with
living
that.
Living life to its fullest.
Yeah, living life to its fullest. I actually got one from a television show here. We both watched as kids, Scooby-Doo.
Oh.
Remember they used to have all those racing songs?
Oh, yeah, when they're running through the doorways and hallways with everyone chasing each other.
Yeah, years ago, I bought a bunch of SpaghettiOs. And the reason why I bought them was, first of all, I was hungry and I was poor. But second of all, I had a free CD. So, of course, I'm like, all right, I can get the free CD for Scooby-Doo. And it had four of these race songs on it.
I thought you would have paid a penny from Columbia House to get that.
No, it ended up having, like, well, two tracks were basically Eat More SpaghettiOs.
Oh, yeah.
But then the other four actually had the legit songs from Scooby-Doo. So I got this one called Recipe for My Love here on Time Travel. Under 2 minute takes today. And I'm here with Will, and my friend Luke's coming in here shortly.
Yesterday I got to dreaming about a recipe for my love. Took all the things I was feeling, things around, there's just not enough love. I tried and tried to find out the secret for my recipe, but all of these things couldn't make up my baby and what my baby means to me.
Thank you.
guess I've done a whole lot of dreaming. But it's no fun when things ain't what they're seeming. I love my baby and my baby loves me. Then why do you have my recipe? Painted me a face like Mona Lisa. Put some magic in the smile. And you
I wish I had a Scooby snack.
Oh, artists round the world started copying my style.
Check this out. This is Chuck D.
And this is Flavor Flav. Public Enemy is letting y'all know about Black History Month.
February is Black History Month, but we like to say that every single month we should recognize the rich culture and heritage of black people. Although the battles have not been won yet, we should be proud to take some time out this month to explore the powerful and victorious lineage of our people.
That's right, sir. Don't be a vulture. Learn your culture.
P.E. salutes the history of black people and the history that we are yet to make.
That's right. Not a mistake.
Hey, yo, Jay, check this out. I was born son of Byford, brother of Al. Bangs my mama and runs my pal. It's McDaniels, not McDonald's. These rhymes are Darryl's. Those burgers are
Ronald's.
I ran down my family tree. My mother, my father, my brother, and D. Oh, y'all on that tip now, huh?
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain.
Jerry Lee in the background. And we're celebrating Black History Month here on Time Travel. With a little Run DMC and some Public Enemy. Don't be a vulture, learn your culture, Will. What else is there to learn that we need to know about our culture? Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nobody wants to know anymore either. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
They're like, you're white and you're either Italian or Irish, right, or German or whatever. Who cares?
We found out that we have a lot of Swiss blood.
Do you really?
No, we do.
Swiss blood is delicious.
I thought it was all English and Irish and Scottish. No.
Did you do the 23andMe or the DNA?
My parents did.
Oh, nice. So they did. So you found out Swiss.
Yes.
And you thought you were what?
We thought it was more English and, you know, English and Irish.
I found out I was Lithuanian. Isn't that messed up? 12.5%. Yeah, so I'm a Rusky. Yeah.
Probably explains the blonde hair.
That's where I get my socialist stance from, I guess. It's from my 12.5% Lithuanian. We're all in this together, but then again, the other part of me just says, I don't really care anymore. I tried, everybody. I'm not going to do it anymore. Now it's all for me, I think.
Yeah.
I still have that. I still got to work on that. I got to work on it's all for me, because it's not working for me right now.
Oh, no, nothing's working for any of us right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Luke is coming in. My guess is he'll probably be in within the next 20 minutes or so.
Let's hope so.
Hello, Luke, if you're out there driving into WMFO in Medford.
Go faster.
Go faster. Go faster. 2-minute songs today. We're playing 2-minute songs. We've played about like 40 songs already. Well, maybe 30 songs.
I didn't know there was going to be math required.
There's so many songs. There's a lot of typing for me to do here, too.
Your typing is doing very well. You're actually improving. I've been watching.
Oh, this one's great. Little Doors, the Alabama song.
Oh, this is.
He's like boozing it up. I would have liked to hang around with Jim Morrison. How about you?
A little bit.
Yeah. Not the whole time. Yeah, I think we both would have. All three of us would have been ended up in the bathtub at the end there in France.
The drugs may have been good, but
yeah.
I don't know if I can handle the booze.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, we're up on our time. We'll be back. 2-minute commentary, 2-minute songs. Time Travel here with you till 7.
Tell ya, I tell ya, we
this song it ain't very long, about an old man he never done wrong. How he died nobody can say, they found him dead in the street one day. While a crowd gathered one fine morn at the man whose clothes and shoes were torn. There on the sidewalk he did lay, they stopped and stared and they went their way. Well, a policeman come and he looked around. Get up, old man, or I'm taking you down. He jabbed him once with his bully club. The old man then rolled off the curb. Well, he jabbed him again and loudly said, call the wagon, this man is dead. The wagon come, they loaded him in. I never saw the man again. Song it ain't very long, about an old man and never done wrong. How he died nobody can say, they found him dead in the street one day.
Oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches, I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime, no help from my friends. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Dialing $4 is trying to find me. I wait for delivery each day until 3. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? I'm counting on you, Lord. Please don't let me down. Prove that you love me and buy the next round. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? Everybody, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches, I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime, no help from my friends. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
Yeah, she had fun, huh?
That's it.
That's it. That's it. Yeah. She was one of the ones dead at 27. Who would you like to hang out with? You got Jimi Hendrix. You got Janis Joplin. You got Jim Morrison. Who would you want to hang out with? You got Bob Dylan all around the same time. Who do you think would be the most fun to hang out with?
Wow. Again, that's all of them.
Yeah. You know, I think all of them would be pretty fun.
What a party. Night hanging around.
Just yeah.
We'll jam with them.
Yeah.
I can't play anything. But watching them would be fun.
I bet you Bob was kind of a dink, though, back then. I mean, and now you probably wouldn't even be able to understand anything he has to say.
No, I've had friends that are Dylan fans, and I've always asked them the same thing. Is, do you know what song he's singing?
Yeah.
When he's up there. And they're like, no, he's just singing along with whatever words we want.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw him a couple of times. And once, he was incomprehensible. I didn't know what he was doing. And then the other time, he was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it all depends on what drug it is for
it
the night.
It could be the mood.
Yeah.
It's all the mood.
Yeah. It was like the Black Crowes. When I saw the Black Crowes, I've seen it a couple dozen times. Fantastic one some nights, and other nights, just like, what happened?
Yeah, other nights, yeah. They just don't have it together.
What happened? It's just like they soiled themselves on stage and they left. And that was it. Just drooling, just puddle of blood and, you know, all kinds of other...
Shame.
Yeah.
Shame and misery.
Shame. A night of shame and misery with the Black Crowes. Yeah. I got Hound Dog in the background here. Do you remember the Sha-na-na?
Oh. You played it Woodstock.
This used to be, what was it, like Sunday nights maybe on CBS? Like, it was right after Grease, too, around 78, 79, when they had the revival of the 50s.
Right.
Yeah. There was that great Dennis Hopper quote where it's like, as soon as we get out of the 80s, the 90s are going to make the 60s look like the 50s. Because basically every 20 years, you know, you're in the 70s, you had that 50s nostalgia. You know, in the 80s, you had the 60s nostalgia. And in the 90s, you have the 70s nostalgia, you know. And there's a little bit of 80s nostalgia there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, now it's kind of a 90s one, I would think. Because more people are, like, a little younger than us now. You know, you have a generation about 10 years younger.
Back to what the 90s were like.
Yeah. I didn't like the 90s. Did you? Yeah. That's how I felt about them.
I kind of wasted the 90s.
Yeah. I didn't like them. I was doing crappy jobs. I went to school in the very beginning of the 90s, right, which wasn't bad. But that was a lot of fun. UMass, a lot of fun. And how could it not be fun? You're basically drinking with your friends and hanging out and, you know.
I did a lot of that in college.
Yeah, I do. I still do a lot of that now.
On occasion, you know.
Nowhere near as much as I would like to.
I mean, but I've had some nights with you.
Yeah. We got to do another. We got to do another big night. How's your 2018 been so far?
It's been rough, but you know, it's, you know, with the weather, day like today, it all kind of goes away.
Yeah, it's a nice day today. I wish I had left the house a little earlier. I didn't leave the house until, you know, the power couple walked by around, what, 4?
I've had days
I was doing other things. But you know what? I can't knock on wood enough. 2018 has been fantastic so far for me.
I like it.
Yeah, so far it's been great. 2017, another story. Worst year I've had.
That was a bad year.
Yeah, in 2017, worst year I've ever had. 2018, good so far. Not bad. I'm going to play a little South Park, and we're going to see where Luke is here. South Park, Kyle's mom is a bitch. You might have heard this before. Under 2 minutes song here on Time Travel.
Well, Kyle's mom's a bitch. She's a big fat bitch. She's the biggest bitch in the whole wide world. She's a stupid bitch. She's ever was a bitch. She's a bitch to all the boys and girls. On Monday, she's a bitch. On Tuesday, she's a bitch. And Wednesday to Saturday, she's a bitch. Then on Sunday, just to be different, she's a super king. Come a may a bitch. Have you ever met my friend Kyle's mom? She's the biggest bitch in the whole wide world. She's a mean old bitch. And she has stupid hair. She's a bitch, 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 bitch.
Remember, standing in front of the mirror before you go to Narcissus, slicking back your hair, getting your white shirt on, and knowing that you would go down to Kenmore Square, down there, play the Gap Band in your tape deck. I love it. I miss it. The Gap Band. On WMFO with Chris Earle, Time Travel. I'm Agent Stosh. I love you, people.
Yeah, a little Queen in the background. It's my friend Stash in the background. We got to get Stash back on the show here one night. How great is that? Kyle's mom's a bitch from South Park.
South Park, those guys are
fantastic.
Geniuses.
I'll tell you, man. I mean, I like South Park. I'm not a huge, huge fan. I haven't seen all the episodes, but the ones that I've seen, and I like that song, you know, after years in comedy, there's very few things that I'm like, geez, I wish I had done that, and that's one of them.
I mean, when they switch into, if you know, when he switches over to, you know, if we played Around the World, it would sound something like this.
Yeah, it's the best. And then it's so musically great, too. That's what I like about it. It's a high production, classy, not classy, but they make it like,
but they know
it's important. It's
too,
more important than it should be. Yeah, that's what's great. It's just like, it's perfection. That's what I love about it. How great was this movie, too? Flash Gordon. Queen soundtrack. You got, what was his name? Sam, Wasn't Sam Elliott? Sam Jones. I always say Sam Elliott. Jones. That's the guy with the that's
Sam
the dude.
The dude.
Yeah, that's the dude. And Sam Jones.
Not the dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are you saying? He's not the dude. No, he's not the
dude. He is the dude.
He's the cowboy.
He's the cowboy.
He looks like a dude.
That's right. That's right. He's the stranger, actually.
He's the stranger.
Yeah. In the background, Johnny Comes Marching Home from 1861. Yeah. Man, that's one thing. When you think about how horrible it is, you know, say 2017 is a horrible year. Yeah, 1861, man.
Yeah. That, horrible. You know, Civil War years are be awful.
Yeah.